This morning, the first in a series of interviews with candidates for the West Douglas seat. The election is due on the 23rd. That's a week on Thursday. We're taking the candidates in alphabetical order, which means this morning, sitting in front of me as a former army officer, former private secretary of Lieutenant Governor Clive Dawson. Good morning, Mr. Dawson. Thanks for joining us. Served in the Ministry of Defence, was honorary consul to the Isle of Man government in Thailand, is standing as an independent, lives in the constituency in Tennis Road. You've had a varied career, and now you turn to politics. Why?
Well, I think everyone likes a challenge in life, and I've done an awful lot in my life previously.
So it's the challenge of politics.
It's the challenge of politics. It's also the desire to do something and have an input into what's happening on the island. The island faces many challenges at the time, and I think it's time for people who believe they have something to offer to stand up and get stuck in.
Well, you say you've developed skills in leadership, negotiation, policy formation and analysis. Which of those is the island most in need of at the moment?
I think policy analysis would be probably my big one. To a certain extent, but we're in a tsunami of legislation coming in. We need to sort out what is, the compliance regulations coming in. We're being swamped. And I also think we can knee-jerk reaction and adopt a whole lot of rules that perhaps aren't very necessary in certain occasions.
So we should be more selective about what we bring in here?
I think we should. I think we need to examine everything with a fine detail and find out what the ramifications are. Because you can just bring in willy-nilly policies and willy-nilly legislation, but you need to think about think laterally and try and think what the future will hold if we bring these policies in.
Talking about the general public, you say everyone should contribute something to the well-being of the island. What sort of things are you thinking of?
Are we
talking about community service all round, everybody sort of cleaning the streets, that sort of thing?
The world goes from input and output. That's how the world is balanced. You've got to have input and output. Everybody puts in, everybody can take out at a certain stage. What we have at the Isle of Man at the moment is not an awful lot of people want to input. But
whose fault is that? Over the years they've learned not to expect to have to put stuff in.
I think you're right. I think there is a definite, my rights, my welfare, my house, my flat, everybody in their own little bulb and little, little lifestyle. And when difficult time comes, they think that somebody else should pay for supporting them further.
So the electorate can expect you to demand more giving and less taking?
I'm sorry, John, repeat that
question. More giving from the electorate.
I think everybody that contributed a little bit will be a far better society.
Issues that concern parking, condition of roads, high cost of rates for both council and water. Can the electorate expect you to campaign to lower these then?
The electorate can expect me to try and get a level playing field. One of my manifesto points is the fact that people who are in social housing effectively don't pay town rates nor water rates. And I've actually outlined in my manifesto some £4.8 million worth of income that could be derived from that. So again, it's just getting the level playing field. And if everybody pays a little bit, perhaps the rates increase can be reduced.
A couple of items from the national issues. It's a long list you've produced. The Manx government must create the right environment. So what's it doing wrong at the moment?
I'm not saying it's doing anything wrong, but I think we need to listen more to what business wants. It's very easy for politicians to make legislation and pass legislation. But my experience is we need to talk and not have one size fits all, not bring legislation the sledgehammer to crack a nut, but talk to business and find how we might fine tune the economy in order for them to prosper and increase jobs.
And an alternative banking system, that's fascinating. Can you explain that briefly?
Yes, I can, very briefly. It's a non-interest banking system. It's based on equity share is the main concept. It's also based on a system where you can park your deposit and your deposit doesn't get invested anywhere. You can come back and get your money at any time, and you pay a service charge, much like you would do parking a car when you go
to
Heathrow.
So you want the government to introduce this?
The government, no, but I think we can create a climate where the banking system itself should be encouraged to do that. There are literally, people are frightened where to put their money at the moment. We're seeing banks in Europe crumble, and people are taking risks, getting 1.5% and 2.5% in banks that are very rocky. And what they want is a stable deposit scheme where they can put their money, come back for it, and if they have to have a charge for that, I think they'd be willing to pay that.
Mr. Dawson, I have to end it there. Thank you very much for joining us. The election, listeners, is on the 23rd of this month on a Thursday in West Douglas.